are in the beautiful shores of the Asian Sea, in a small village named Kineta, 1 hour away from Athens. It's a beautiful Sunday, middle October. We are enjoying the great Mediterranean weather in the company of Nick, the label manager of Cosmic Leaf Records, one of the most known psytrance, ambient, and tempo labels from Greece. And we're going to make him a short interview. So, let's go. Ready, Nick?
Ready, Sergi. Welcome to Greece. Cosmic Leaf created on 2004 as a sub-label of Unicorn Music, mostly to give the opportunity to artists to release all kinds of chill-out music. And the project behind was to make a tight roster of artists that could give as often be able full albums and the diversity of sounds from artist to artist, not to be a specific style of chill-out music, but diversity of sounds that all of them have a purpose, a specific sound.
What are the countries that they are from, the artists from Cosmic Leaf?
The main roster, most of the artists coming from Greece, because are artists that we have started before years, friends and other people I met in Greece. But starting the Cosmic Leaf, we had also artists from Israel as Zero Card, from Serbia as Goesia, Denmark as Geo, and time to time more artists have entered the roster as King Bong from France, Easily Embarrassed from Netherlands, that more will follow up next releases.
Yeah, I think it was because you can tell us when Cosmic Leaf started as a label, but I think you have the idea also to open up, to bring up new artists, right? So maybe you can tell us a little bit about this, when started Cosmic Leaf and the concept right now about bringing up new artists.
Right now we want to first up a bit more our roster. Last year we signed up albums for King Bong. Now we are releasing next week Easily Embarrassed new album, which are two new artists in our roster. 2010, expecting a new album from a Greek band Zen Garden, and we are really open to 2-3 more artists to sign up for our release plans in 2010, and we have more details about that on our website at cosmicleaf.com for that. Actually, my dream is it's very hard because all artists have their obligation, but I'm dreaming of a roster as months of the year and be able to give a month for every artist to release his album for every year as music is here, people likes to buy and listen music.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and talking about the relationship you have with artists of the label, from your personal point of view, what would you like to point out, I mean, to really say that it's important, I mean, for you, between the relationship between the artists? I mean, what do you think that it allows to you to have this bunch of artists collaborating together?
From time to time, because of the relation to build my artists' albums, we have grown up a very good relationship, because we are speaking for changes, tips, advices, opinions, feedbacks, everything. So we have grown up a strong relationship with any of our artists, and I could say that we are more artist to artist relationship than label to artist, because we know that if we team up for better result, we can do something better for all after years. So that's the why we like here in Cosmic Leaf to work with a tight roster. And the new artists that we are looking for, we are not just looking for making one more release, but have a new artist to continue working with us. As Zero Cult working with us for 4 years now, the Batistato is the same, and many of our artists. Mm-hmm.
So another thing that I think can be interesting to explain, it could be the channels that in your case, in your label, work better to spread, to know people about your music. So I think it could be interesting if you tell us a little bit about what are the channels that you think that are work better and are more interesting.
Actually, I'm running the labels through Unicorn Music since 2003, so I have done many tries from different markets, from media, magazines, radio stations, internet, newsletters, everything. I have tried all channels. Recently, I'm more satisfied from channels as Last FM, Facebook, and Google ads, I think. At least for Cosmic Leaf label, has worked better in sales and promoting the new material. Also, a good tool is our website, who attracts more than 600 people every day. And we have a basic target group that we can fast spread our news.
Good. Well, as far as I know from you, you put a lot of efforts to run up the label and to help other artists. And but I would like you tell us a little bit about your work, specifically your albums, your music production. So since I know you have been releasing several albums. I think your last one is the fifth album. It's called Crying Cities, right?
Crying Cities was the fourth album.
Uh-huh.
And now I have released a digital album only through eMusic called Missing Pieces Overpass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more a teaser for my forthcoming album, Human Recycle. And actually, Missing Pieces Overpass is a collection of tracks that I have released through Unicorn Music and other labels that I wanted to share with my listeners, and I have included two unreleased tracks there. Nowadays it's more difficult to me to work more on my project because I have become more manager than producer, that would be. But both gives me a joy and a purpose. I'm really happy when I put out the music of a new artist and see growing up his fan base. For example, Zero Cult has started with Cosmic Leaf, Debat Status also, and I'm very happy to see building their fan base that have been started with my efforts and their music. So I have a joy from both, that's from my production, from management and label.
Good, yeah, really nice. That's something that it's really nice to hear from somebody and how we put the efforts to help each other. So again, asking you about your last work, what would you like to say to the people that it's behind the music? I mean, is there any message you would like to that the people have clear when they listen your music, or if you can tell us a little bit about this?
Actually, most of my production have a meaning and a purpose of creation. I don't choose titles just to sound good. All titles mean something. Can be from a fact that I have lived, or worries about future nowadays, or things that have been happened to my personal life. And usually, and especially in my albums, I describe the purpose of each track in few simple thoughts written. People that have bought my CDs probably will have seen this in the booklet, the thoughts behind the music. And all people that listening my music through Last FM would have seen also that. Now I'm creating the next album, Human Recycle, which is also a big project behind, speaking for the time that nature will finally survive from humans' efforts. But the time that humans now will be near to demolished, and nature will be the turn of the nature to save them. So it's a big project.
Yeah, that's an interesting theme, of course, to talk about the human-nature relationship, and yeah, that's something that I really would like to point out. I mean, it can be an interesting stuff to deal into the psychedelic culture. It makes perfectly sense, of course. So just to change a little bit, not talk only about the music, maybe I would like you make a reference about your other projects. I know that you have been collaborating in the Side Traveler magazine, writing the project about Greece. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about these side projects or other projects besides music producing and the label managing that you have been involved.
Yes, I have done and still doing articles for Greece, for speaking for the promoters, all the scene, new labels, new artists. I consider that I representing as possible better can be without putting the first or avoiding people that I don't like or they don't like. I'm trying to be fair and bring all the news about Greek scene, not hiding news from the planet, because that is important and the purpose of this magazine. I'm telling that because sometimes I have the sense that maybe some other countries' info be hidden. Info that I have gathered from websites and I don't see it in the magazine. So it's something that I don't want to have it for the Greek scene. So any news and all promoter and other scenes are trying to put it in the article. Besides that, I'm doing also some internet promo for local promoters of their events, as the FCI Dance, which have bring Army Van Buren, brings Ethnica here in Athens. Now we'll bring Symphonics in Salonika. Also for Existence Production, which they have brought Exol Future Sound of London in Athens before a month. That happened because of my knowledge regarding marketing and people and media, at my time with at my knowledge regarding internet to do all this stuff. I'm doing also some graphics for other people at magazine, and I'm a normal guy with a day job, because all these are not able to make me live, so I need to have a full job in the mornings to do my hobbies.
Good. Well, and just to finish the interview, yeah, I would like to ask you about the I know that you have been in the origins of the psychedelic scene here in Greece since the mid 90s, so that's a long time ago, and yeah, you were talking now about names that they come from that early years of the psychedelic trends, but I think that for you it can be interesting also to review all these years, no, to see what happened, and yeah, to look in the future what's going on, no. So yeah, I would like just shortly to ask you about the people who want to know more about the psychedelic scene in Greece. If you have some information for them about websites or places where they can find this information, even are the articles from the Side Traveler or Trans's Guide to the Galaxy. I don't know if you can tell us other links, websites where they can know about the psychedelic Greek scene.
Yes, unfortunately we don't have such a good representation specific for Greece online. It comes only through any Greek label or artist. We have one good Greek forum, which is psychedelic.gr. And of course people can get more info from Israel Trans in Greece section and from Psychedelic Magazine in Short View, which are the main promoters, the main labels and main artists that are now active in our scene.
Okay, well, really nice. We let you with again these beautiful sounds of the Mediterranean Sea and the beautiful sun. So yeah, see you in the next event here in Greece, and hope also about the boundaries of Greece.
Yes, I hope so soon. And for those that were not able to understand what I was telling about, I shall improve my English for the next interview.
It's okay. I think that it was really, really interesting interview, really interesting stuff. Yeah, and hope to follow your steps in the future.
Bye. Say goodbye to all.
Goodbye.